electricity costs, with a lot of the companies announcing increases and passing on network charges. On top of that, this morning, the Irish Farmers Journal are reporting on record sheep sale prices. Top hoggets sell above €400 per head. Breeding ewe hogget returns are up on average by €40 to €50 a head, with a percentage of the highest quality hoggets and special sales exceeding €400 per head. At one sale in Mayo, 90% of hoggets exceeded €300 a head, compared with just 10% in 2024. That continues the upward trend on prices being paid for live animals, for beef and for lamb and for sheep that we've seen over the last while, and that will inevitably transfer into more price increases when you come to buy food in your supermarket. So all in all, it is a upward trend, and the bills have to be paid nonetheless, and food has to be put on the table. What sort of pressure is this putting on people out there? Well, with me is Eamon Foley. He's with the Kerry Money Advice and Budgeting Service. He's Service Delivery Manager with Kerry MABS. Eamon, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Gerry.
Tell me what the story is from your perspective. What have you been seeing over the last maybe 12 to 18 months in terms of what pressure people are under to deal with the cost of living issues that are there?
Sure, Gerry. I suppose, look, it's no secret. It's very obvious. It's in the news, it's in the papers. People are finding it very tough out there. You know, everything is going up. The cost of living is certainly going up, and people are seeing it in their supermarket trips when they're going in to do their weekly shop, or even just, you know, getting a few bits and pieces and coming out shocked at what it costs. It does seem like absolutely everything is going up at the moment, and obviously not just the shopping, as you said, the electricity, etc. And look, we're seeing, I suppose, an increase in numbers coming to our service as a result of this. People perhaps who were quite comfortable before are now finding things a little bit difficult. And look, one of the services we of course offer is help people with their budgeting and try and get ahead of things. And hopefully I'm trying to get that message out there that if you are in that situation, that you do come and see us.
That's what needs to be done. A lot of people that are shocked. Are people finding it difficult to get to the end of the month or the end of the week in terms of their pay to make ends meet on that level, Eamon?
They are, Gerry. Yeah, look, as I say, everything is going up. As you say, the price of the food in the supermarkets, people aren't eating out as much anymore. There's no surplus income flying around the place. Kids are going back to school. You know, if you've teenagers or kids in the house, there's clubs that have to be paid for. There's trips. There's dropping here, there and everywhere. Petrol is costing loads of money these days. So absolutely everything is going up, and people do feel the pinch because, of course, you know, people's income only goes so far. And look, I don't think wages have stayed or gone up as fast as the cost of living is going up, not by a long shot, and people are feeling that pinch now as a result.
What should people do, Eamon? What can they do? It's difficult to budget when it comes to food. You can change things, but if it's across the board in every shop for your staples, then it makes it a bit harder, just on that level alone in terms of the grocery bill.
Yeah, look, I suppose, Gerry, there's no big secret to it, and unfortunately it's kind of dead by 1,000 cuts really, but you got to fix it by 1,000 cuts as well, you know. And look, we would always say the first thing, first and foremost, most important message, come and see MABS. We will help you with your budgeting, we'll help you with any financial difficulties that you're having, and we are a free, independent, non-judgmental service. Just give us a call and we'll take it from there with you. But look, I suppose just some little hints and tips. We always say to start, track your money, create a budget, and that means sitting down and writing down literally what you have coming in and what you have going out. And you might need to track it. You might need to, you know, keep a spending diary or use one of the online tools for it. There's one on maps.ie, and just see where things are going. You might be surprised at particular areas that you're spending more money than you thought. And I suppose the flip side of that then is to see if you're entitled to anything else. You know, there's lots of social welfare payments that people might be entitled to that they might not know. Roughly one third of the population in Ireland receives some form of social protection payment, you know, working family payment, additional needs, anything like that. Third thing, utilities and loan providers, you know, you got to shop around. You just got to shop around. You got to take the time to check when it's time for renewals. There are deals to be had. The discounts are bigger when you're a new customer. So do take the time when something comes up for renewal, be it electricity or mobiles or anything like that. Do check around. see if you need to restructure your loans, that you might be able to make things easier for yourself on that, you know. And look, I suppose, maybe more importantly, financial stress can feel very isolating. And look, it's very common. And I think a lot of people only reach out for help when they're overwhelmed or stuck. But, you know, I think it's important to know that it's a very common issue, you know, and there is help here. There is a service here. So give us a call. You won't be judged, but we can help you.
Do you think that there is an issue just with utility providers about shopping around? And they do have these offers, but we're seeing some no contracts, particularly, I suppose, if you have with phone companies, that they write into the contract that they will increase the prices every April or every September during the lifetime of that contract. So it's actually built in now at the start that it's going to be going up. You can't even guarantee, right, for the next 24 months, this is what I'm going to be paying per month, depending on my usage, but this is my basic fee I'm going to be paying for a month. That's now gone. So you have to keep even a closer eye on it.
You do it very much so. And look, I suppose the way to deal with it is to try to budget for the higher payment, you know, if you can, so that it's not a surprise when it comes. But yeah, very much so, they are building those into their contracts. They'll argue that, you know, their costs are going up at that rate, and that's why they need to do it. We perhaps might disagree with them, but ultimately they set their own prices, you know. But it's very much about being prepared and knowing what's coming. So a lot of people will, you know, they have an electricity bill, they pay it. That's it every month. You know, they don't think any more about it. But look, shopping around, there are deals to be had and there are discounts, particularly for new customers to get. And if you take the, you know, the 20 minutes to go online and check and see what's out there, it would be well worth your while.
Yeah, and with that in mind, then, if you do sit down, is the first thing to do, Eamon, just make sure that you know exactly what you're spending. Do a trial period for a week or 2 weeks and see, look, well, where's the money going? That counts for what you're spending day to day, as well as what is coming out in terms of direct debits.
Very much so, Jerry. Like, you know, budgets are so important, and most people don't do them. You know, they just don't, and because they are, you know, a little bit annoying to do. You have to. It's easy. Write down your income. There's always only a couple of sources, but your expenditure, if you have to bring a notebook around with you and write down everything that you spend, it is a bit difficult, but it is an exercise worth doing for, as you say, for a couple of weeks, so that you can see where the spending is. Personally, I always remember doing it when Eddie Hobbs was the big thing on Show Me the Money, and I was frightened by how much I was spending on coffee, and I didn't realize it. You know, so it's those small leaks that add up, and if you can find a couple of those little things, you'd be amazed how much you would save every month.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. And then does it come a time then when you decide, well, okay, what can I afford? How difficult is that conversation with yourself or with people saying, look, well, you know, I have two or three subscriptions to streaming companies, or I have, you know, I'm buying a particular brand of something. It's about quality of life on one hand, but on the other hand, it's about, I suppose, you know, paying what you can afford to pay for things. And that word budgeting.
Yeah. Budgeting and living within your means, really, isn't it? And like, if you're able to live within your means, it takes a lot of stress out of your life. Do you know what people adopt? They're very good at adopting. And honestly, in these days, I think there isn't that much difference between a lot of the products that you know, the high end versus the low end. I don't see much of a difference in them, but that's me speaking personally. As you say, I do think budgeting is the key to everything here, really.
Yeah. Eamon, a listener gets in touch, and I suppose it's a question of the time. It's, what are my rights if I'm falling back on my electricity bill? Will I be cut off automatically? Asked a Tralee listener. I take it you get a number of different warnings, and are those companies, the electric companies, are they open to doing an arrangement with customers as long as you can pay something, or how does that work?
Very much so, Jerry. Look, they all have various supports in place. They won't cut you off straight away if you miss a payment. No, they won't. But they'll reach out to you. But if people are finding themselves in difficulty with their electricity bills, it's essential. You know. So what I would say is either contact your company straight away, or ideally make contact with ourselves here, and we'll do it for you. We can put arrangements in place that suit your budget with them, and they're happy to deal with us. And you know, once they know the situation and you're upfront and honest, there are options there for people. You know, like, I suppose the ultimate solution, really, you can do a pay-as-you-go meter, you know, which sounds horrendous to some people, because they think this big thing going in the wall where you're putting coins in every week, but those days are gone now. You know, it's all on the phone, and if you have arrears, they'll take 10% off what you're putting in each month. You know, so there is ways and means around it, but there are other ways to do it before that if you don't want to do that. You know, and we can come to arrangements with them for you.
Yeah, and that is the thing. Another aspect of things now, Eamon, I wanted to ask about this for people who are under pressure. There are a number of different companies, particularly online companies, at which you can spread out your payments, even for small items. And we're even seeing the onset of people paying for takeaway in installments. Is that a dangerous precedent, do you think?
Oh, very much so. Very much so, yeah. Well, the first thing is it always costs more. So, you know, it's not like, you know, you're paying 50 quid, 10 installments or 5 installments of a tenner. You know, usually you'll find that there's an extra bit at the end because they don't do this for nothing. There's extra costs for these companies to collect the money. So they want to make something off it. And the problem is that, again, you're adding to your weekly or to your monthly outgoings, you know. And to be honest with you, if it's something, unless it's a large value item, unless it's something like, you know, a car or something that you have to borrow for, that's fine, or something major. But if it's small items, like you're saying, like food and stuff, there's just no way you should be paying for that on buy now, pay later. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, Eamon, if you are doing this, if you are a family that is under a level of pressure and you're trying to deal with, you're trying to hold on to things like health insurance, and some may end up jettisoning that, saying, look, I can no longer afford it, and taking their chances. But a lot of people try and protect their children from the realities of things, depending on the age of the children. But is there an argument there to try and sit down with everybody and talk together as a family about what you're trying to achieve or what you're trying to change?
I suppose, Jerry, it depends on the age profile of the family and the family circumstances. You know, you're dead right. A lot of people are embarrassed and really don't want their spouses to know or their children to know the situation that they're in. We see that a lot on the mortgage front, where it's really kind of almost a stigma to them when they come into us and you know, they're really at the bottom of the barrel and desperate when they come to us. But I suppose to answer your question, talking to the family, I mean, look, I personally think it's a good thing that everybody is aware of the scenario they're in, because it might alleviate some of the pressure, but it does really depend on the circumstances of the family. What I would say is it's never too late. No matter the situation you're in, there is help available. Come and see us and we will help you with it.
Yeah, a listener gets in touch as well, and this is an issue with one utility company that they found. They charge €18 for a late payment. And that is, that's pretty stiff.
Yeah, you can't pay, so we'll charge you more.
Yeah, that doesn't really make much sense, does it? Is there maybe room with these prices going up? And we know it's network charges. We understand the reason why it's been done. But do the Commission for Energy Regulation, the regulation of utilities, and those companies need to do more in terms of protecting customers in as much as they're allowed to do in terms of pricing?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we would always say yes. MABS, as a national company, would always make submissions, you know, to the government every year, and utilities always forms a huge part of that submission. We keep all the trends and you know, we can see the way the market is going and we can see the way it's affecting people, and we do make those submissions to government. What they do with them is up to them. You know, we do our part and we try and put as much pressure on them as we can. But look, it's not a secret. People are having difficulties with their utilities. There's a lot of pressure on people out there, and something like a utility is not something that should be causing that pressure, really, for me, because it is an absolute necessity. It is something everybody has to have, you know. So, but we need to keep doing what we can do to keep people on track with it if we can, you know. It's key.
Eamon, finally, over the last while, have you had an increase in people coming to you looking for advice?
Yes, we have. I suppose, look, to give you a couple of examples, we had 44 new people come through the door in July, never before with the service. 37 in June, 44 in April, you know, so they're quite big numbers on top of, you know, clients who we would be working with on an ongoing basis. And that's reflected around the country. My colleagues in Cork will be reporting similar or bigger numbers, you know, so very much so we are seeing that. But That said, we're well resourced. We've a great team of professional advisors here in Kerry, and they're there to be utilised free of charge for people. So again, and I'm repeating myself, I know Jerry, you'll kill me for it, but I am encouraging people as much as possible, if you are having financial difficulties, give us a call, drop us an email, and we'll help you from there.
Okay, all right, Eamon, look, thanks very much for talking to us and reminding us about all of that in the programme this morning in response to what is happening out there with further pressure. And I imagine that may increase with the increases coming in terms of the electricity prices from October, health insurance premiums and other things like that. But thanks for talking to us in the programme. It's Eamon Foley there of the Kerry Money and Budgeting Advice Service, MABS. If you have a view, get in touch with us in the programme.